Okay, so I've noticed that there is... And it happened last season. I don't know if you guys... Were you guys watching last season?
I watched a little bit.
I'm a recent adopter of X Factor, so I've only like kind of checked it out this year so
last
far.
Last season, there was a lot of Adele. But Adele wasn't particularly well known because
she
wasn't released,
huge, was she? Yeah.
She only released 19, and so people really only knew kind of maybe they knew Chasing Pavements. That might have been about it. And so it's really great that she's now a superstar. But now everybody... is in love with her album 21. Mm. Now, last season, anytime anything sad happened, they had a fallback song that was Hometown Glory, and it got played to death in the auditions, especially that intro. And it just, when that music comes on, you're just like, oh, this poor person.
Someone's going home.
No, but it's either someone's going home or someone has a really, really sad life story that I really want to hear about. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely, there was it the same one with Emmanuel this year?
Yes, and yeah. He just, as soon as you hear that, you just know.
Oh God, something's. His story was incredible, by the way.
Like if you're on a reality show and you have some kind of like sob story, you have been beaten by Emmanuel.
Absolutely.
That's the most holy. Like, he escaped from, was the Iraq War he escaped from?
Yeah. His mother found him in a shoebox, him and his brother. I was, oh my God.
And then the woman that adopted him is the same woman who adopted, you know, Trishna and Krishna, the conjoined
twins. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So
that's why she looked familiar.
Yes. And so that...
That's why.
Yeah, that's why. So they, and he's just got an incredible story. But as soon as you hear that Hometown Glory come on, as soon as you hear that Someone Like You start, you know that, oh man, this person's got a backstory. This
it's like sadness by association. You start tearing up even before you've heard the story. You hear the song and you're just like, oh God, something's gonna happen.
I know that's what reality television's all about. It's the story and the journey of the contestants, but quite frankly, I'm a little bit sick of it. Every show is the same. Even so The Amazing True. Race.
We got a different version of The Amazing Race because Americans are all like, we need to be super competitive, we need to win this race, and then Australia's just like, let's all muck around and throw stuff at
them. That's exactly what it is.
But I want to test this out. So, Luke, we'll do a bit of a thing. I'm going to be Luke Jacobs, and you can be you. You're auditioning for the X Factor. And so all we need you to do is just say,
I have to give you my sob story,
no,
right?
No, but it's just like, hey, I'm Luke Lum, and I'm however old you are, and I'm auditioning for X Factor. We'll
you're performing a song, Luke, today?
Yeah, and then we'll hear it again, and we'll get you to do it again, but we'll put the music underneath it. But say it exactly the same, and you instantly will be on your side. All right, let's try this. Go.
Hi, my name's Luke Lum, and I'm auditioning for X Factor.
Okay, are you on his side so far? Are you supporting him?
I'm not feeling it that much.
Okay, all right, let's try it again. Let's put the music on.
Hi, I'm Luke Lum, and I'm auditioning for X Factor.
Oh God, I'm so sad. Oh my God, he deserves to win. Oh my God,
give that man the prize.
So I've won, right? I've won, yeah?
You've already won.
Yeah.